This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One.
Hi, I'm Todd Montaba.
Hi, I'm Rachel Montaba.
The name of the golf course is Kwikwiak Golf Club.
That's a Native American name, isn't it?
It is. It's a name that goes back a long ways in this area. It was Native American origin based on a local community that lived here, and they named this whole area. It means land along the Crooked River.
You two own basically a community golf course, like a country club, private golf course, but anybody can come and play here.
Right. We're open to the public. We sell season passes, and we call them members, but they make up about 25-30% of our play. The rest is open public golf.
And how many holes do you have?
We have 27 holes. We're on the southern end of the village here, and we have a long history going back to 1923, and kind of serve the community in many ways through the restaurant and the golf course.
Behind us, it looks like almost like a bunch of Elks Club guys. You have a whole coven of guys that are hanging out.
Yeah, we have guys, they play golf this morning. They're going to have lunch, and then they're going to play poker this afternoon.
Back to the restaurant side of the dynamic here, you have people that come here to eat, and they don't play golf.
Right. We offer a social membership to people that just come here and love our food and love our atmosphere, and they come here and bring guests here all the time. So it works out well.
Let's talk about golf and golf, the state of the art in America today. As we both know, there are some courses that are closing. People are having to reinvent how they market just to survive. Talk to us about some of the challenges today and how you guys have thrived in this market.
Well, one of the things that we try to do is to make the experience here at Kwikwiak something other than what the cost is, and we make it more about the community and the socialization and the peer group. And we find that people come here and we can provide good customer service, and we know people by their name, for instance, and things like that. And it makes it much more accessible and a way for them to fit into a peer group that plays on a regular basis.
It seems to me that the future of golf as a sport in America, as a real viable thing to do, is predicated on the kids. How do you loop in and harness the kids?
Well, what we've done is we have several junior programs. We have a very active junior golf program. We have a junior golf league for the kids as they get a little bit older. And we have really tried to promote family golf to get moms involved and to have grandparents bring their grandkids out. We have a couple different opportunities for families to come and play at an affordable price, play a little later in the afternoon. Our golf course is unique in that the first five holes come right back to the clubhouse, so we have a shorter golf course as well. We've just worked really hard to show the value of spending time on the golf course with your families.
Some of the families that come to play here, just for no other reason, just time constraints, available time to get together, as you alluded to, they might play five holes and yet have a great quality time.
Absolutely.
Talk to us a little bit more about golf as a socially driven game. You know, it's something that you think of sports and you think of competition and, you know, powering through, but not necessarily so.
No, not at all. It doesn't have to be. And that's the beauty of golf. It can be really whatever you want it to be. You can play for fun, you can play competitively, but the ability to spend a few hours on the golf course with your friends and family, and, you know, I think it brings people closer together, and it forges lasting friendships, you know, that last for a lifetime.
You were talking earlier about a mom talking to a daughter and having communications between each other that they couldn't have at home.
Absolutely. We've found that with our daughter, especially when we spend time together, and if it's just the two of us or just the three of us one-on-one, she'll talk about her day and her friends and things that go on at school or with her friends that, you know, she doesn't necessarily open up about at other times. So it's a perfect opportunity when you're out walking or out in a golf cart, and it just lends itself to opening up about your day.
There are two other dynamics in golf today and going forward, and that is budget, cost of green fees and cost to play. And then for people like you, moms that have to drive kids to soccer practice and this and that available time, how does that work?
Well, certainly time is the is probably the most precious thing that we all have. And the nice thing about golf is that it gives you the opportunity to spend some quality time, you know, with the people that you love. And I think that that's the beauty of golf. And we're fortunate, you know, like I said, we have a golf course where you can play 5 holes, you can play 9 holes, you can play 18 holes. So it gives lots of options and lots of flexibility. And as far as the costs are concerned, I think we're reasonably priced for the product that you get. And then we also have certain days where we have specials and reduced rates and twilight rates. So there's always an opportunity to play.
So some of the families might come out at sunset and play around.
Yes, absolutely. And for instance, on Sundays, kids play for $1 after 3 o'clock with an adult. So it's a very affordable way to come out and to get involved with golf.
We also offer one thing that we didn't mention earlier is one of our memberships is a parent or grandparent child membership. So if we have grandparents who are avid players and maybe the parents of the child are working and both working and busy, we offer a membership with a grandparent and a child to bring the kids out and play. And I think
that's an aggressive rate that's attractive.
Right, and it's worked pretty well for some people.
It seems to me that the future of golf as a viable entity, golf courses and whatnot, is predicated exactly on what you guys have been talking about.
Yeah, I think we've really just tried to take care of the customers that are here, that we really tried to give them good service and make them feel welcome and get them connected to each other and see the value of that connection and spending time with each other.
Very, very cool. Okay, anything you guys want to add? I know we're in a little... Yeah, there's got to be something you're holding back, some cool secret. Why do you do what you do? You know, why are you still have a smile on your face? And you own the place.
You know, I grew up in the golf industry. My parents and grandparents ran the golf course before Todd and I did, and it's just, it's still what I love to do. You know, the people.
It's in your heart.
It is, and I think that the people, our customers have known me, a lot of them have known me since I was a kid. Now people have known our daughter since she was born, and I really think that that's unique. And
family, community, family.
It is. I mean, we treat people like they're part of our extended family, and I think that really shows. So there are hundreds of stories that we could share of the people that have played here and worked here, and it's just, it's a special and unique place.
So it's really a part of the fabric of the community and the region.
And I would add that I tell our staff every year when we have our staff meeting at the beginning of the season, we're in the fun business. The reason we do what we do is not to take ourselves too seriously, but to help people enjoy their lives and to get kind of facilitate that thing that gets people out of bed in the morning, that they want to get out and get moving and do those things. And that's a special thing that we enjoy doing, is helping people have more fun and enjoy their lives more. And we never are sorry to come to work and feel blessed to have the following that we have.
Okay, one parting thought. Looking to the future, what is the salvation and savior of golf?
I think you hit the nail on the head before about junior golf. It's also more than that is what we've tried to do is kind of parallel to that is to show the value of the time spent. And we go back to that a lot, where whether it's four buddies playing together twice a week or whatever it is, it's the camaraderie, it's the peer group, it's the value of that time spent together, whether it be with a parent or grandparent or however you look at it. And I think golf industry in general has to move more toward showing the value of the sport versus everything being about championship golf.
Competition.
Right.
All right. Well, only because there's a bus waiting for me to take me away, I've got to say goodbye. But before we go, For further information,
you can go to quickweak.com. That's our website. You can email me at qqogolf@hotmail.com. My name is Todd Montaba. I'm the PGA professional here and the owner.
And I'm Rachel Montaba, an LPGA member, and we look forward to seeing you.
You're the owner, too.
And I'm the owner, too.
Yeah. All right, and I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Wisconsin. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.